Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you again alongside our retirement and insurance planner Greg Berrien and retirement and wealth strategist Noah Schindler. Also in studio with us is the best-selling author, America's Wealth Financial and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuda. Having a fast-paced show here, getting a lot of information out on the airs. Guys, if you have your own questions that you want to get in front of the team, just send us an email, plan@financialsafari.com, or you can just leave a question on our number line that you hear me say, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, and we'll make sure to get your question in front of the team. You can either take advantage of a no-cost consultation with the team themselves or be featured here on air, and we can have a little bit of fun answering your questions right here.
Yeah, well, I mean, Greg Fischel does a good job of reading the questions when you send them in. Do you have one this week?
I do. Check this out.
Hey, Coach, this week's question comes from Marge in Apex. Do you pay a higher amount in taxes on a post-tax Roth IRA or a pre-tax 401k? My understanding is that with a 401k, you'd need to pay taxes on a much higher total given the compounding interest over time versus the smaller amount in a Roth IRA.
Yeah, the beauty of the Roth, I mean, most of the money in the Roth, of course, the post and pre-tax gets a little confusing, but most of the money in the Roth comes out tax-free as long as you follow the rules of the government. Greg? Very good invention.
Oh, man, that's a Roth IRA. Terrific tool, Coach.
No, many people aren't using it. And like people in your age category, 30s, 20s, and 30s, you should be putting as much money in a Roth. Because keep in mind, Roth, you don't get the tax write-off to put the money in. But now that money grows tax-free forever. If you're doing a post-Roth, like he's talking about post-tax Roth, you're converting a little bit. So some of the money's taxable, but not all of it's taxable.
Okay.
The regular Roth, like if Noah would go down to the bank and open up a Roth account and just put, let's say, $5,000 a year in to his Roth, he could he would not be able to reduce his taxes by $5,000. But when he retired, hopefully that money has grown to a couple $100,000, and it would all be tax-free. So there'd be no paying Uncle Sam when he takes money out.
And there's one other component, Coach, that people don't even realize is your Social Security is based on your income.
Yep.
And so when you have a pre-tax deduction, it drives your income down.
Yep.
And so if your income goes down, so does your Social Security. So this could end up affecting you for the rest of your life.
So if you're not paying tax on the Roth you're taking out, you're also not paying or is not hurting you in the pay the piper equation when we're talking about taking Social Security out.
Yeah.
That's a funny world, isn't it, guys? So many different rules, Noah. Thomas, you've heard them over the years. You've been working with them for like 7 or 8 years. Things change, but everything remains the same. There's a lot of rules, a lot of confusion in the financial world, and I would argue many of the confusing topics are done on purpose to get you to stay where you are because you don't understand where you could go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without
and it's
a doubt.
Very, very sad to see that. Now, earlier we talked about how you could do your very own RISE score, and it's very, very important to get your very own financial wellness checkup, and a lot of people are doing it. And, of course, RISE stands for the Retirement Income Security Evaluation Score, and it's a measure of income security that you can help determine any gaps between your expected retirement income and your monthly expenses. As long as you have very simple information on hand about yourself, you can do this very easily, but you need your monthly income, your estimated savings, estimated pension amount, if any, your Social Security amount, and Greg can help you with that. We can do a full printout on your Social Security and make sure you're getting the right advantage. You paid into Social Security. Let's make sure you get as much out as you can. Estimate any other sources of retirement income, estimated essential monthly expenses, and your you could estimate your medical expenses, and we can put it together for you, your own RISE score. This is very good to see, by the way, especially if you haven't seen it. And I would argue most of you who are listening had never even heard of it, much less seen it.
Yeah, and these are really important components, Coach, when you're putting your retirement plan together.
Mm-hmm. Well, the goal is to get you in what we call retirement autopilot. That means you're not worried anymore. The money that you're making is more than handling the bills you have, and it's building up an emergency account just in case you even have more bills for a roof leaking at home or emergency medical situations, whatever. No, it just makes a lot of sense to have all your eggs in a row and understand what's really going on in your portfolio before the trouble happens. If you were in a position where you weren't in the best place, would you want to know about it after the bridge collapses or before you even get on the bridge?
No, I think you made a good point, Coach. You really have to plan for it. A lot of people avoid planning until it's too late. Yep. You know, hey, the market crashes. What do I do now? You should always be looking ahead and planning.
Those who fail to plan to fail, we say. And so we're making it easy. You can get your own RISE score by taking this very easy quiz. We'll get you the information for that, and we'll give you the printout after we enter the information for you. But go to 600-700 on your text, or just text 600-700 and put the word RISE, R-I-S-E, in the body, and we'll enter you to get your own RISE score done at no cost or obligation. This is very enlightening, and we've seen others charge lots of money for this because this is really going to tell you, number one, how good you're doing, but number two, if you have deficiencies somewhere, maybe you don't even see them. A lot of times the naked eye doesn't see what it is. We can show you how to fix these deficiencies before it's too late. Again, if you're on a bridge and it collapses, there's nothing we can do. But if we are not on the bridge or we know that bridge is going to collapse, we're not going to get on the bridge. Now you're in control. Very, very important. I've watched enough movies, and it doesn't look fun when a bridge collapses.
No.
Especially if there's a big train on there.
No, and what I love about this opportunity, Coach, is it's kind of like our 15-minute retirement planner workbook that we have. It is just a way that people can engage themselves, be more proactive about their retirement planning process, and do something that doesn't necessarily take 27 hours to do, but can really bring out some great results, right? Little input, little effort, but massive results could come from this.
Do we have a broker's babe and badly this week, Tom?
Oh, no. You're going to be sad about this one.
The Financial Safari News Network presents Brokers Behaving Badly.
It's a tale as old as time, or at least as old as Charles Ponzi, the guy that pulled off the first Ponzi scheme. Well, this time, the scheme was aimed at taking retirement funds from seniors. 71-year-old George McCowan was convicted of conspiracy to commit securities fraud and wire fraud. A jury found him guilty, and the district judge sentenced him to 7 years in federal prison. In addition, he was ordered to pay $5.2 million in restitution to his victims. McCowan and his partner, Richard Gearhart of Lowell, Indiana, sold securities to individuals who transferred their IRAs, 401ks, pensions, annuities, and even cash to a company controlled by McCowan and Gearhart called Asset Preservation Specialists. Seems a bit of a stretch. McCowan and Gearhart promised returns of 6 to 8%. They ensured liquidity. They even created monthly statements showing positive results, even though they were losing money. Instead, without the client's consent or knowledge, they used the money to fund ventures in which they both had an interest. And just to make it look legit, they used money from some investors to pay other investors to calm suspicions, aka Ponzi scheme. According to investigators, between 2008 and 2013, at least 25 individuals made investments totaling more than $5 million. The victims only found out when Gearhart filed for bankruptcy, listing them as creditors rather than investors. All the victims were between 50 and 90 years old. Gearhart pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit securities fraud. He was sentenced last year to 5 years in prison and ordered to pay more than $5 million in restitution. One more reason to make sure you're dealing with a true fiduciary and use BrokerCheck to vet them.
Not a day goes by, Thomas, where one of these kind of, or more than one, comes across our desk and we have to decide which one to give to Steve to make into a segment. And I give him a whole bunch and he decides.
It's true, but 90 years old, the victims crazy. Between 50 and 90,
well,
that's ridiculous.
The worst kind of ages to mess with. I mean, because people have worked all their lives and then these guys come and offer this unreasonable and Ponzi scheme.
And you know what they're doing now, Coach?
What are they doing?
They're going on, you know, the elderly are on Facebook, and they have all this information about their lives on Facebook. So these people call them up knowing who their kids are, grandkids are, and they basically worm themselves into their lives.
Be very careful how much information you give on social media,
God.
Folks.
You do.
Now, Wealth Defender USA, very important site, Thomas. We just kicked it off last week. We ran it by select families that we serve, and they liked it. So we introduced it to the radio listeners, and we had a tremendous response. WealthDefenderUSA.com, great site to make sure that you're defending your wealth, making sure it's not in the wrong place, isn't it? I mean, you know, so many people think they're in the right place, but they're not in the right place. So let's run it through the Wealth Defender system, wealthdefenderusa.com.
I love that. It's a great website, wealthdefenderusa.com. And that's what it's all about. I mean, as Coach, you were just saying, our listeners out there, they have worked so hard to accumulate what they have. And it doesn't matter what that number is. I mean, you have worked hard for this and you want to position it best for you as you go into retirement. Well, I already know I'm 37 years old and I'm sure my full retirement age will not be what the current full retirement age is. But regardless, whenever I get to whatever that number is, I know that I want to be secure and ready for it.
Talk about being scammed, Greg. I mean, a lot of people need to learn how to use a credit freeze, freezing your credit, because these unscrupulous folks get enough information from you. They apply for a credit card in your name.
Oh, yeah.
And they know your dog's name and your mother's maiden name. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all the questions that they usually ask to verify that it's really you. Someone can find that out on social media these days,
yep.
Especially Facebook, where people are bragging about different things.
They can.
And if you're investing, don't brag about your returns, because then someone could basically somehow find that account and get your money. It happens in crypto a lot. I hear about a lot of crypto horror stories where people think they're a lot safer than they are. So again, the moral of the story and the objective of life is just to make sure you understand exactly where your money is and why it's there. And the most important part of retirement is to have a financial fill-up strategy. That means every single month for the rest of your life, when you decide, you start getting a monthly or yearly check you cannot outlive, your spouse cannot outlive. Even if your balance goes to zero, you still get checks. That's amazing. People still
That's
don't
beautiful.
Understand that. But if you die too soon and there's a balance, it doesn't disappear either. It goes on to your next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some long-term care advantages for some options in the growth protection and income type accounts as well.
Oh, yeah.
Makes a whole lot of sense to make sure that you get educated and get the plan that fits what you and your family need, not what your broker needs. And I always used to say, and I still say it now, whose retirement are you funding, yours or your broker's? So let's do this. For the next 8 of you who call right now, who have at least $200,000 dedicated to retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million dedicated to retirement, we'll put you through our strategic development process where we'll review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes. We're going to establish your retirement income goal, that's money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle all the way through retirement. We're going to analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees, and calculated risk exposure level. So we're going to look for financial termites. Those are fees, expenses, commissions you might not see with the naked eye. And we're also going to look at your risk exposure level based on the risk you're taking right now. How much would you or could you lose if the market did not do what you expected it to do? And that's going to happen in life. A lot of times it does. So we need to know the worst case scenario, and we need to tweak that down where the worst case scenario is not as bad as it could be. And it's all about simple math and math over markets. And math over feelings a lot of times. So we need to make sure to get the right plan in place and also put together for you your lifetime income strategy that also considers taxes and inflation. So we need to make sure we have plenty of income all the way through retirement, not just the first 8 to 10 years, and then you're on your own. We need to make sure you always have that income. We do that. We're a fiduciary planning team. The next 10 of you who call will get it done for you at no cost or obligation, a wealth and income plan that you really deserve.
And that number is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text keyword plan to 600-700. That's plan to 600-700. And Coach, a recent Transamerica study found that only 18% of respondents who were preparing for retirement were actually preparing for retirement. The rest of them, including the 35% who were thinking about it, were technically still procrastinating. So folks, don't be a part of that large percentage who is maybe thinking about it but not actually being active about this. Take advantage of this opportunity to sit down with a member of the team. We're fiduciaries here. We want to do best by you. And obviously, we can't take on everybody. We keep a limited number of spots available for you, our radio listeners. But call now. Take advantage. Lock your spot in. We can talk to you as early as this week. That number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text keyword plan to 600-700.
Radio. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantee.
guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.